This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, January 20, written by Ari Leader. The Consequences of Folly. From Esther 7. Haman was falling on the couch where Esther was reclining. As Haman begs the queen for his life, she is reclining on a couch. We know that Haman is pleading with her, but when the king returns, still fuming with anger, it looks to him as if Haman is now trying to molest the queen. Esther does not try to correct that impression. She abandons Haman to the consequences of his folly, and he is soon impaled on the pole he has intended for Mordecai. Fools are incorrigible. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the backs of fools. As a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. Haman, the enemy of the Jews, was an intelligent man. He shrewdly arranged the affairs of state, even managing to get the king to decree death for all the Jews, because he hated one Jew in particular, Mordecai. Haman was smart, but he was also a fool, and fools seldom know when to stop. Fools confide in their management skills. They've got all bases covered and keep friends in the right places. They behave as if there is no God. They forget that the Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster. As we interact with people each day, whether they are family members, neighbors, co-workers, or others, let us always seek to act wisely. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for the wisdom of Christ that has overcome the foolishness of the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.